Waking up this morning, I smile. 24 brand new hours are before me. I vow to live fully in each moment and to look at all beings with eyes of unconditional love. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. Yeah. Waking up in the morning, I smile. 24 brand new hours are before me. I vow to live fully in each moment and to look at all beings with eyes of unconditional love. Yes, with eyes of unconditional love. It's true. It's true. Each morning I wake up and I get up before the sun gets up. Ha 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 ha. I beat your son. I get up before the sun gets up and I take care of feeding my animals and doing all the little goodies and getting ready to take a walk with Rex in the dark morning hours and just enjoying the pathways. And, oh, we just have such a great time. Every hour that lies before me is an hour filled with excitement and joy and peace and power and wonder and magic. And I am ready for it. I vow to live fully in each moment and to look at all of the beings that I see with eyes of unconditional love. Yes, it doesn't matter if the eyes are the eyes of an adult, a child, an animal, a rattlesnake, or anything. Just look with unconditional love and everyone will look back at you with unconditional love. For with whatever we look, that is what we see. With whatever eyes we see the world, that's how the world views us. So if I view the world with eyes of joy and peace and power and plenty and goodness, then the world sees me with those same beautiful, wonderful, dynamic, fantastic eyes. It's a glorious and a fantastic thing to go through life in that wonderful way. It is just what it's all about. What sort of things can I do each day to see the world with unconditional love? How can I act? How can I respond to my world? How can I think about my world in positive, dynamic, wonderful ways? Well, number one, I don't. I don't think of my world as wonderful. I don't think of my world as positive. I don't think of my world as good in any way. Well, Herb, that's just contrary to what you've been saying, isn't it, though? I think of my world as a reflection of me, and if I have my eyes on straight, so to speak, if I have my thinking on straight, then my world is a glorious, wonderful, straight world, fantastic world, fulfilling world. When I look up at the world, I walk my path. I go around the mountain here. I go in the city. I go wherever I go. I just gave a series of seminars in Tucson, Arizona, and the people were just very interested in everything I had to say. Every time I opened my mouth, they listened to me with great enthusiasm because I expected that. I expected them to listen to me with great enthusiasm. I expected them to enjoy what I had to share, and they did. I spoke to them about issues that are deep and serious and fantastic, and they all understood. What a bunch of geniuses. What a bunch of magnificent minds. What a bunch of utterly unimaginable beings who are just so like me. It always is so wonderful. The week before, I had a series of seminars over in Farmington, New Mexico. And the people were the same way. They were just delightful and charming and open and interested and respective and responsive to everything that I told them. They said, "My goodness, you have a nice way of saying these things. I enjoy your talk, Dr. Byerly. I enjoy your talk, Herb. I enjoy your talk, Guy." They couldn't think of my name. And that's okay. That's okay. But they listened to what I said, and they enjoyed it. because I enjoy doing it. I look upon all beings with the eyes of unconditional love, and all the beings can only look back upon me with the eyes of unconditional love. And how great it is, how wonderful it is, how fantastic it is. Yes, we can all wake up in the morning and smile and think, 24 brand new hours before me. Wow, wow, wow. And I choose, I vow, I decide to live fully in each moment and to look at all beings with eyes of unconditional love. You know, I look at the monks here on campus, and all of these monks are super, super, super people. They've been with us for a long, long time. They don't plan on leaving. And if they leave, great. If they stay, great. I love them, I love them, I love them. But I do not put any possession on them. I just put unconditional love on them. And that is more wonderful than anything can ever be. And as I smile at them, I say, am I too tough on you? Am I expecting too much from you? And they say, no, no, no. And I say, well, should I tone it down a little bit so that I don't, you know, get you all uptight and get you all out of focus here? No, no, no. And you see, they want everything that I'm sharing with them. They want all of these magical ideas that I'm giving to them, that I listen to the divine within me giving to me. And yet it's sometimes a little tough. And because it's a little tough sometimes, what goes on? Well, a little belligerence, a little persnicketiness, where they feel, oh, why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? And so then I stop. And I say, hey, I am looking at you with the eyes of unconditional love. You are not developing yourself. You are yourself. You are not revealing yourself. You are yourself. You are not opening your inner door to the reality of that which you are. You are it already. You don't have to become something. You are something. You are everything. You're fantastic. You're glorious. You're, oh, I tell you, it is such a wonderful thing to do. And as I do this, they have to agree with me. They have to go along and say, yeah, yeah, that's right, that's right. But I cannot make their decisions for them. They must do that for themselves. I can only make my decision. Now, I see you and I see me with the eyes of unconditional love. And because I see you and I see me with the eyes of unconditional love, it is done. It is done. There is nothing more to be done. So, I realize that I have this choice, and we all do, to wake up in the morning and smile at the 24 brand new hours that are before us, and to live each moment fully and look at all beings with the eyes of unconditional love. Now, what more could anyone want? Sounds pretty good to me, doesn't it? Sound pretty good to you? Well, think about it. It's your choice. It's my choice. I choose to have a wonderful, happy, fulfilling, fabulous life. And because I choose to have a wonderful, fulfilling, happy life, I have it. And you can too. And you do it by saying, I have a wonderful, fulfilling, happy life. I look upon all in the world with my eyes of unconditional love. And I see all in the world shining back through their eyes of unconditional love, their feeling of joy and peace and harmony and goodness and wonderment and absolute peace with me. It's a great and a wonderful thing. And it's something that we can only do for ourselves. No one can do for us. And we are the ones who are either happy or we are the ones who are all shook up. Now, what role are you playing today? Are you all shook up or are you happy? Well, join with me and be happy and be fulfilled and be wonderful. And know that I love you, I love you, I love you, and I always will. Have a great day.